If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So, we've got a drive moment.
Yes, sir.
And the woman behind the drive moment is Khomotso. Please stop sending us messages when we are sleeping.
No, Khomotso.
Oh, my 3 a.m.
Okay, it's the drama. If the video hits me at 3 a.m., what must I do? Wait for
it. Oh, you get hit
10.
By videos.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, go on.
I've got a video here.
Go on.
Dude, if you're addicted to your phone, your life is just not interesting enough. The only way that you can win in life is by getting rid of the things that have been holding you back. You have to make room for the new. And if your phone and your addiction to your phone is the problem, then you have to make a commitment to yourself to stop touching it, stop defaulting to it, stop carrying it around. My phone has no notifications whatsoever, zero. My focus is worth more than a notification on an app. I'm more interested in creating the space by having a vision for my life that I'm going to strive for than to just be easily distracted.
Listen, I know so many people who are obsessed with phones, but they're so successful. They're doing well. They're doing amazing things. But also, it's a very interesting one, this topic. Because what would you have more time for if you didn't have a phone for a year? And I tried to go back because I'm that generation that grew up without phones. I only got my first phone in when I was in Mufftown, 1990. That's when I got my first mobile phone. And besides, and also, there was no network. You drive from, so you'd only have access to network in Gauteng. The rest of the town's no network up until you got to Mafikeng. So I was actually trying to go back and see, okay, when I did not have a phone, an iPhone, what was I doing with my time? Yeah. What was happening in my life? You know,
how are you getting directions?
Oh,
you know, you would drive here to Bloemfontein,
yeah,
without any directions.
Yeah.
No, there's no Google Maps, there's no Waze, but you'd get to that place.
Yeah, and I also think the one thing that we are not doing since the introduction of a phone is being more present. So even when we talk, Glenn always shouts at me that I'm talking to you, but your head is buried in the phone, and you are responding. But I feel like you're not giving me the attention that I want.
Yeah.
I feel like the phone is a priority beyond this conversation. So it kind of lessens the importance of this conversation and why I must be having it. So I think if I were to look back before I got my phone, I think presence. I would be more present in things. I would definitely be more present.
I think at the same time, talking about being present and maybe being in the moment.
Mm.
You know, you open your phone, let's say you're on WhatsApp. You find out that someone you know passed on.
Yeah.
At that moment, you're supposed to be maybe grieving and taking the moment. The next post is about something that is funny.
Mm-hmm.
You are there already. Now you're forgotten about the loss. So you're seeing something funny. The next post is about a job. Like, we are always on our phones that we are not in the moment of whatever that is happening in your life. Because things can change right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember hearing my phone ringa.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this thing has a ringtone or not. Because the thing is ten, I fuck silence.
Mm.
So even the notifications,
they are silent.
They are silent. I don't see them unless I open the phone. Because imagine if the phone been a tone for every notification, for everything that is said on Twitter, on Instagram, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on everywhere. It'll be twing, 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 twing. Maybe long alone, Kemos.
Ish, our phones. I do think we are definitely slaves. And you know, when you're talking about people that are successful beyond their phones, there are people that are held hostage by their phones. They can't make friends. They can't socialize. All they do, they do better. They've got games that they play. There's this box game, Roblox, where people are interacting all over the world through this game. They literally don't have physical friends. That's why our kids are so depressed, because their friends are all social media friends. They don't have real friends where they can hurt each other, have real conversations. Everything is always somewhere there in the air. It's problematic.
Yeah, it's interesting. And sometimes I know that if I go out to a restaurant and I see someone sitting on their own, and chances are they are waiting for someone who's already late for that lunch date, right? And this person rocks up 15 minutes late. But when they rock up, they are on the phone.
Yeah.
So, Angithi, you are hungry. When the waiter comes to take your order, this mampara is still on the phone. Yeah. And you keep looking. And I get upset, but I'm not with this.
You should tell them.
I get worked up like, you are late, dude. You're still on the phone. This lady wants to order a drink or she wants to order food. You're still on the phone. Now the waiter goes. This person's like, okay, please come back in 2 minutes. The waiter goes. When they come back, you're still on the phone.
Untuna, you know that peck on the cheek?
Yeah.
While you are on the phone.
Yes.
Hey, baby. Sorry, I'm late. Yeah.
But the question still remains.
Anyway.
What would you have done more of your time if you didn't have your phone for a year? I'm not phone for a year. You know, Ngayenza ngon right now.
Read more? Yeah.
Definitely be more present. I think I'll stick with that. What do you cope without your phone for a year?
Yes. Mina?
Yeah, I would.
Would you cope?
Yeah.
I would cope.
Our schools would never cope.
I would cope.
I'd survive, Joe.
Yeah.
I'd be good because I know where to get what. I know where is what.
Have you ever experienced this, Kumba? When your phone is broken and it's being fixed, your life is so easy.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about carrying it around. Like, you only worry about your wallet, not the phone. Now it's a wallet and the phone. Like, when my phone is not there, like, my life is so easy.
Mm. It's cool.
You don't have anxiety about what I'm missing.
No, I don't.
Okay. I would survive. Yeah, I would survive. The only problem would, how do I promote my shows?
Yeah.
So my business will be suffering for that.
Mm. Cindy will take care of it for you.
No.
You are without the phone.
No.
No.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
What would you have more time for if you didn't have a phone for a year? I would say I'd go to bed early. Because sometimes this thing, when it's there,
scrolling,
you end up going from one video to the other. Mauti killing kitchen.
3 hours late.
It's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it can catch you also in the morning when you wake up, when you want to do things. But it's Satanian Tomo. Satanian Amu to gain.
Sometimes I realize I've been on my phone too much when my eyes man get a little blurry. I'm like, I've been watching this thing for quite some time.
Sure.
No.
Yo, life before I'm a phone or yo, I think me ngabuyela. Cause I remember while we still had my phone lao, my polo lao. I used to have a garden, a vegetable garden. I used to read, guys, but lately, put the thing into 2025 nje angafundi nix. Ah, una novela ngifundile nix. I can think ngai vulor lama e-books angafundi nix. And I think mara I can cope, man. I will cope cause I'll keep myself busy ngikadin as ngisho ngiyathanda garden nge utshani.
I would definitely survive without my phone. I can already go days without data. So yeah, I believe that screen time shouldn't be too much. You know, we should still do other things, outdoor activities, things like that. So yeah, I will definitely survive.
Malume Glenn Lewis, are ubile cell phone ka 1990. Cell phones were only introduced in 1994 in South Africa. Naikra ka cell phone yeo abuti Glenn aka re share le information yeo hle. Please, bochinaba abadori budzor phone boy wana phe bone ka 1990 ho re dzothoma introduce wa 94 pano South Africa. Abadori budza, it would be interesting.
Boy wana shopone.
First place.
Boy wana shopone. So, very interesting. I think, you know what, like this lady was talking about e-books. You can, there are apps that enable you to read books. But we just prefer to go on TikTok.
Remember, there was even a tablet that was specifically for books. It almost sounds like Tinder, but I know it's not Tinder. What was it?
Yeah,
it's
Amazon.
It's a tablet that I think it was an Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, yes.
It's purely for reading.
Yeah.
It starts with a T, I think. Mm.
Tablet.
No, it's not tablet. Oh, I feel like you with
not
excess
Kindle.
Bonds. Kindle! Let's start with a K.
Doesn't start with a T.
Welcome,
Angie. Thank you. Yes, it's a Kindle.
Yeah.
Kindles were literally made for reading, but they soon grew out of fashion because they didn't have all the other things that people want to do on a gadget. So, yeah.
Yeah, we just want glamorous things.
Would
you
survive a year without your phone?
No. And what would you do better if let's say you don't have your phone for a year?
For
you know,
year.
I end up I'm going because right now you have your phone on your hand. Yes,
I would call a 9 without this phone. But what would I do better? I think obviously
a whole lot more time with, I think, distant relatives. We don't spend enough time going to visit people. And I remember when I was much younger, there used to be casual visits for days, actually, from a cousin, a uncle, who's like, "Ang zonbonanje."
But a phone doesn't stop you from visiting relatives.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah, because you take it for granted that you've spoken to them over the phone.
Yes.
So you feel like that relationship is still there. It's moving. But actually, in the essence, you don't even touch them anymore. Yeah. You don't know if they still have an eye or not.
Oh, I've got better things to do on my phone, guys. I'm busy. Scroll.
There's nothing
really.
Scroll my gundu and I say Alex.
Wow. Thank you.
Mina, I would definitely survive without a cell phone near me. Because at some instant, I even ask people that I go see, instead of bang sendele ama location, ngivelenge dying cheleni direction, momlomo. And if and when I get lost at that spot, I will call and ask for directions. But we've been so dependent on my phones. Yay, umuntu akasazi nokuya kwamaimai without using location.
Ah, you see, this thing of a phone, man, we've lost so many things, Katson. You will come across an accident, people will want to take pictures and videos, and we've lost a sense of belonging. I'll tell you why I'm saying this. This thing is a condition. Even look at the thing, we no longer check to see when the Monday, coming the weekend, people all are good, the Gumnandi, there's Kipani, how was the weekend? Everyone will pay it down on the iPhone, iPad, Tiganjan, Wanjan. And another thing is a condition called, it is called social intolerance. When you're busy with someone else, whereas you are sitting, you are in a company of other people. That is social intolerance.
If I didn't have my phone all the time, my eyes, I would be wearing amat glasses for bright, because I was told, "Guti, what do I watch screening is best begayum all the time. Only on my laptop for 7 hours, but the rest of the hours it's a phone. So I will be having better eyes.
Me, I definitely go out without my phone, because now I think about the past. We never use cell phones. Like, no look on tungo, ma meti music, udala tape, we rewind, we inta, we khutse tamrao, like, yeah. And then if you're not doing that, kutlapong, imitator, the singer, see. I mean, I'd go out without my phone. Like, I do sometimes go to work, but now, the only problem now, I get a kimo, luti lo khorba, tiba uza di chilete, ka di phone. Wabona lito na di phone, uze, it's another story.
So, I'm sure you've been, to pick up your kids or to pick up your nieces from school. So you wait for them. They jump into the car. "Hi, how are you?" And that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah. Child.
Yeah. Ah, it's the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Gah! On the phone. Right?
I am interested, however.
Yeah, in the other voice
note. Last voice note. Yeah. The lady says they will go to clubs to imitate. What clubs were these where there were imitations and the kids were like, school? Were you guys clubbing and imitating? Were you guys doing karaoke in clubs, Clay?
I'm trying to apply. I don't think you still want to work your galakoon.
I just want to know what you young kids did. You send Allah. Nelly imitate the club.
Black people and karaoke.
It was not even called karaoke in a way, Homos. I know who they would go to clubs and.
And imitate?
Yes.
Kotlapu?
Yes. Ziwe.
Like Kotlapu?
Yes, you go there and be Tina Turner for the night.
But you're like, this is champagne. When I want to imitate a voice to me.
I'm not sure about Skomba's explanation.
Yeah!
There was club Gemini. Don't.
That's why people said Lenzito, because Lenzito was going to run a phone in 1990.
Yes.
So these clubs, I feel like they...
But the phones had no camera.
Also, when 1990, I want to go back in history. Bob Nelson Mandela was just released in prison.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone having a phone next to him.
There were no tenders, eh?
They were fresh from war.
Yes.
Fresh from exile.
Exactly.
There's no way.
I used to see Mbalula. Mbalula used to come whenever the police chased him. Mbalula would hide himself in Mafike. He used to come. Me and Bob shared an apartment. My lambile Mbalula because he fled in it at the yogurt. Mbalula figil.
Ben nga na kudla.
Yeah, na na lady
jump. Nah, we always
why would you want
to
eat?
Mbalula used to come to our house because we had an open door policy. People would just walk in and out of our apartment. But me and Bob, Bob begatanda kuzenzi cook. Atanda kupeka.
He did.
Yeah,
he really
Bob
did.
Loved cooking.
He really
sure.
did.
So he loved cooking. So he used to cook. Rora kadi grocery, rapa ya kipa kipa tadi jotani des. Most of the people used to come to our house because our house
was rocking.
Was a proper home.
Thank you.
Proper food.
And sometimes you would turn it into a club.
Abona.
Where for people
imitation.
Would
imitate. Because I still don't have my who used to have a good time there.
Can we please ask Glenn to confirm the wire cell phone, just like the previous caller has said? We want Glenn to actually confirm. Glenn, can you please just confirm to us the wire cell phone as to you got it in 1990? Because no, according to the gentleman, it was only, there were only in SA in the later years.
Okay, you must know me, I've always been in the limelight. So whenever a company introduces a new product,
I mean, guys,
when CDs were coming out, when new songs were being released, people would reach out to me.
Absolutely.
Just because they are being an aluto.
He was feeding Fikile Mbalula.
Yeah.
Guys, come on. There was a club in his house where people were imitating. Guys, bye, man.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So I have peace of mind. I'm on the road. I work with customers the whole day. They call you. They stress you.
Yeah.
People call you. They want to talk. I'm tired. I was on leave. I was enjoying the peace that came with my phone not ringing, not talking too much except with the person in front of me. But I'd be at peace if I did not have a phone for a year.
So are we saying that Uncle Glenn was an influencer before he
was the original influencer. Me and another guy began to advert the lunch bar. Makatini.
Yeah. So do nale fresca.
Wow.
Fresca.
Wow.
Yeah, actually Khomonto kevar. Yeah, we used to go like clubs like Bo Crystal Palace. I remember nonale nako around 5 o'clock at club setlokwala whereby onale bathu ba performing ba imitating utensiwa ka di slow jam yabo. Vele di club obviously around that time 90s we were clubbing during the day from Kaboma 1, 2, 3 what I saw, you know, who imitate mostly it was on the 6 to 6 when we were going the clubs Kokasi whereby unalivo Sarafina unaliva and the Kampu dance, you know. Yeah, we used to do that.
Drive 959 with Glenn
Komoto and Skumba
Monday to Friday 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.